Welcome back, everybody. It's another week of Top Model Rewind with Alex and Danielle. I am
Hi.
Alex.
I'm Danielle. Yeah. And this is coming out on the day that we got our Spotify Wrapped.
Yes, it is.
So we learned some like really exciting things about the podcast.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Yeah, we have like 28 countries under our belt of people who like different countries that people are listening to us from. And I think that's really cool.
That is interesting.
Most of them are English speaking, I guess, because which is obvious. But because the top one was the US, second was UK, three was Canada, four Australia, and then our fans in Chile.
Yay!
Hello.
Shout out fans. Chile. Yes.
Was number five. So sweet. I was pretty excited about that.
That's fun.
And also it said we recorded 2,622 minutes of new content.
Holy
this year.
Cow. Look at that.
And that's like 45 hours worth.
That's
so
productivity right there.
That is a lot of time.
That's content that you can listen to.
You can almost listen to us for 2 days straight, which is...
Wow.
Sound. Who would want to do that?
Don't do
I
that.
I wouldn't even want to
do
that.
It.
I don't listen to
I would rather you not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But that little statistic there put us in more than... I said that's more than 91% of other creators in the TV and film category. So... I was like, so we create a lot of content.
Yes.
And we have very few listeners. So
nice.
That's exciting. I was good to hear though. Really exciting stuff. So
how many listeners do we have?
I don't know if I don't know if I wanna say
okay, okay. We don't have to share that number.
It's not like super great information to have. Just no one's scrambling to advertise with us, I'll say that. but the one statistic I do like, cause this is just on our, anchor, is that over time we have had 37,900 total plays of show, which
weird.
I think that is exciting to think
that's
about.
Weird. Yes.
Right?
Exciting. Exciting. Yeah. That's the word.
So I like that statistic. That's good. That makes me feel a lot more popular than we actually are. So
nice. Yeah.
Don't compare that to your own podcast statistic if you have one, guys.
Nope.
I'm sure it fails in comparison. But it's really, I just love Spotify Wrapped. It's fun to see. It tag us if we show up in your top 10 podcasts of the year.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Aww, that
I always like
so
to
cool.
see which podcasts we appear next to, because usually they have nothing to do with Top Model.
Right. Oh, that's even better. Yeah.
Like, I think the one person that sent us their Spotify Wrapped already today put us next to like true crime podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Or a horror movie podcast, or Rotten Tomatoes.
I like this
podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And I was just like, wow, nothing in common, but
great.
That's exciting.
And this
I
is kind
like
of like a horror
kind of
podcast. If you
a little
really
bit, yeah. Tyre really tried to make this a horror movie podcast,
yeah.
But she failed even at that, unfortunately. But yeah, that's exciting. So
cool.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy December.
Okay, but what are we doing today? We're talking about
Sierra
and the Sierra episode.
Yes,
and London.
Yes, and London.
Yeah,
god damn, this was not fun to watch.
Got a lot of feelings about her conversation with Jay later on in the episode.
Yeah.
A lot of feelings. So
that's
yeah,
good.
We'll get to that. It was rough. But Sierra was like a shining bright spot.
Yes.
She's nice.
She seems so sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. She was very amenable to Amina basically accosting her when she showed up at the door.
Yes, she did.
She looked very off-put by that.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know you.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Because Amina was acting like, oh, it's my favorite aunt who's coming over.
Yes, my
I
best
love
friend.
Her.
Surprise. Yeah.
Hugging her. And I was like, I don't. And she was like, I'm such a big fan. I'm like, I'm not sure if you made the best impression on her. But
I don't know. It goes with the obsessive thing, maybe.
True. I mean, that's true. It fits the that is ironic that she was probably the most obsessed person
and she
in the room, and she
the least
looked the least obsessed in her photo.
Yeah.
She's not an actress.
No.
What can
no,
we
no.
say?
Yeah.
Amina is
Amina.
A beautiful person.
She is.
And she hadn't quite harnessed that beauty on this cycle of America's Next Top Model.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Despite her, I think now she's like a decent model. So I think she grew into it. But mm-hmm. yeah, on this season, she looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah. So before we get into that, we get Allison and Sierra kind of commiserating. Mm-hmm. Allison's like, I have a problem. I was like, which problem is it? I seriously thought it was going to be about her confidence, but no, she was like, it's my eyes. They're uh-huh. too big.
Oh, God. Don't you hate expressive. It when they do that, too? They're like, oh, this trait of mine is just, I blame it. It's like, well, you have to be ready to learn how to manipulate it or like use
harness it.
Yeah, harness it.
Like we
it.
Said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the word of the day for me, personally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They are her superpower, though. Like,
yes.
They're the reason she's probably one of the most well-known contestants yeah. on the show. So,
yeah, harnessing is the right word, isn't it? Harness that power. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Celia just gives some very helpful advice. Just think mm-hmm. of sex. I think of sex. That's what
I
she
heard
said.
That advice, and I was like, I tried it, and I was like, yeah, that would be a fantastic photo. No, but I was like, oh, good for Celia. She is channeling some genuine emotion, which is what I feel like a lot of models don't do, and they don't realize like they should do it sooner.
Mm-hmm. Talia basically said, she was like, I think about my boyfriend. I feel like you have a lot of girls on the show who are like,
oh yeah, yeah,
I think about sex while I'm modeling, which I did not know that was like a thing, but I guess it is.
I guess it makes sense. You're vulnerable.
Yeah. For Celia though, I'm just like, I don't know. It was weird for Celia to say those words to me. I was like, I don't know. It's like if my mom is talking about
yeah.
sex. That's how I felt when Celia talks about sex.
They gave her that like, hair, and it just like you can't not see a mom.
It makes her seem older, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Just something about her. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
I
doesn't
don't need to hear
me.
About
no.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's maybe it's just because when I watched this, I was so young and she yeah. seemed so old
Mom-ish.
That she seemed like a parent to
right.
me that I was just like, this does not jive in my
probably.
Mind.
Probably, yeah.
And nowadays, I'm still like hung up on it. I'm like still.
Oh, it stuck with you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The way I'm viewing this conversation is like the same way I viewed it when I was seventh grade. Like when I watch Top Model, I think I regress, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I think I regress.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But anyway, yeah, so that was weird. And then Tiana gives a very memorable line about fingers crossed, toes crossed, butt cheeks crossed.
Butt cheeks crossed. I was like, that is beautiful. I have never tried that.
Poetic. Never tried. Don't think it's humanly possible.
Can you just clench them together real tight, but like one up, one down?
I feel like that's something that SpongeBob would do.
Yes. Ooh, yeah.
And... but I don't think it's physically possible.
I think only possible.
Sponge can do
yeah,
this.
For cartoons.
Yeah. But it's memorable. I think about this line a lot.
It's good.
I don't know why.
I don't think about it a lot. I really like it. Yeah.
You
I
liked
love it.
It. I didn't like it. I thought it was like, I was like, I don't like this visual. Like, I don't
it.
Want, it's again, Vasilia, I don't want a picture of butt cheeks being crossed.
Ah, yeah. I don't know. It made me happy when I heard it. So.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. She's a fun girl. Fun. Tiana's fun.
Uh-huh.
London, they talk about her street preacher ways.
Yeah.
Again, I was like, this part of London, I really want to see her in action because mm-hmm. when I hear it, I'm like, I don't love it. But
I mean,
she's very polite.
But like, what kind of street preacher would you enjoy?
I know.
You know, like it's... I can't
yeah, really,
think
does
of,
anyone ever enjoy
I,
that?
No, I cannot think of like walking down the street and being like walking, you know, past the church 5 minutes mm-hmm. down the road and someone's screaming God stuff at you. You'd be like, I skipped church. I did that on purpose mm-hmm. and now I got to wait for this bus. God damn
yeah.
it.
I don't even think people who, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but I don't even think people who are religious probably like being
I can't
yelled
imagine.
At by a street preacher.
Like only
because you're like, I know this. Why yeah, are you yeah. telling talking yeah. to me? I know it.
Only evangelists will support it because they're like, I get it. True. I get what you're doing. I get what you're doing. But it's not like they're getting anything from it. Like,
yeah, they're not benefiting. They already know.
It's a
They've
cycle.
Already been touched.
Yes.
And also I just like the whole, I don't know. It's tough because obviously, if you're religious, mm-hmm. you probably think this in an innocent way, but Lennon was like, I just feel compelled to do this. Like, yeah. Jesus is telling me what to do. And I think that's like probably the way a lot of religious people think. But then I'm also like, there's part of me that's like scared of that. Cause like, if you feel like you are compelled to do this, then are you just going to like, if I'm like ignoring you and I'm not interested, are you just going to keep on trying to talk to me? Cause you're like, this directive is from God. I have to do it.
Yeah.
But then maybe London's polite. I don't know.
I don't know.
I would like to see her in action.
Yes. Same.
I guess. You know, I'm okay if someone's like preaching and then I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then I walk away and they're just like, cool. They walked away.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Don't try to hand me things or, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can try it. And if I'm not interested, then just stop. And just, I'm wondering
if I don't look at you,
tries it.
Don't try anything. If I don't look at you, you know, if I'm
true,
not looking
up.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. London seems like a nice gal.
She does.
I don't see her being like overly
harassing people,
pushy or anything. Right. But just, I was curious. I really just wish I could have seen her do it. You know,
maybe there's a video out there.
Cell phones were so prevalent. Smartphones were so prevalent.
Before people just whipped that phone out anytime something funny happened. Yeah.
Before TikTok. So
yes.
Yeah, that's actually a big side of TikTok, filming those like really terrible like anti-gay preachers that come to college campuses. Like I see videos quite often of huge crowds coming to watch those preachers and basically like harassing them back. But I'm like, but at the same time, isn't this just giving them more attention?
Yeah, like, you're not doing anything constructive at all or even productive. Like, there's just nothing to it. It's not even entertaining, like, to harass them back, in my opinion. It's just annoying. But
it's like, what if you just ignore them? Maybe they'll go away.
Yep.
I mean, that's probably, again, that's not usually how this world works. Like, if you ignore certain people who are very zealous, usually don't go away. But
I'm not gonna lie and say that when I'm having a bad day, I don't just drive by Planned Parenthood to see if there's anyone staking out with a freaking picket sign. Me.
What do you do? Just like yell?
No, I just glare at them. I don't do anything. Yeah.
I bet they feel the heat.
They feel it.
Stare.
They feel my energy. They feel my hatred.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know.
I can see why someone would do it. Like heckle someone like that, but you know,
I get it. I just don't know if it's accomplishing what they think it's accomplishing.
No, I don't think it is. They feel empty inside when they go home at night, so it's all that matters.
You think they do?
I don't know.
I have no clue. I can't see myself in that person.
No, me neither.
All right, so to the challenge.
Fun challenge.
The challenge is so fun, right?
Allison loved
it. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Allison really came out of her shell. She went from being like, what's wrong with me, to being a badass.
To being a boss bitch. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely hashtag girl bossing on that. I think it's just, she's a creative person.
She is.
And I think this was her, like, able to get out her creative outlet.
Doesn't she become some kind of director or something later?
I mean, she's made art before, I think, you know, besides just modeling.
And she's isn't she a photographer or something? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Well, as someone that's seen the All-Star season many times, I'm pretty sure she comes back and says that she's been doing like other parts of like the fashion world. Like, yeah, I can't remember what. But
like
I
being
feel like
creative director, probably.
I don't know.
She could have been doing
probably,
that.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But there's other stuff she does.
I mean, I guess she could be a photographer. I just haven't really seen much of that on her Instagram.
Right, right.
I think she did create an NFT.
What is that?
You know what an NFT is.
Oh, what is it? Just say what it is and then I might know.
That's the problem. It's really hard to explain. It's like, it's art that exists virtual. It's basically virtual art.
Okay.
And people at one point were paying a lot of money for this virtual art.
Okay.
And people were like, well, that's dumb because it's virtual. Like, I could have the same art as you have.
Yeah.
I just have to download it from somewhere. Or I could have an exact copy and it's the same exact experience.
Okay. I'm seeing what it is. Yeah. I knew someone that did this stuff.
But like Allison did it at like the perfect time where I think she made out with like a quarter of a $750,000 good on her NFT. I think she like it was she sold it for like $750,000 like one of them. I think the one of her she sold like her Creepy Chan photo first.
Of course.
So I think that's what she got a lot of money for. And then she made like her own NFTs. Okay. I think she might have partnered with a photographer and she also made a lot of money on that. So I was like, and now NFTs are crashing and it's like a whole thing and people are losing lots of money, but Allison like really made out on it at like the exact right time.
That's so funny. Sorry. Just so, like, yeah, that's so funny.
I feel like we talked about it on the podcast. Maybe
I think
didn't.
We did. I think we did. Cause I'm looking up photos and this all sounds familiar.
It seems familiar.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, I definitely know what NFTs are. I had a friend that made those. Glitch art is what they called it, though, which I feel like that's like a type of NFT, right? I would assume it's digital.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was something. Something.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that was art or maybe she was just scamming people. But either way, I think kind of go Allison on it.
Yes. Yeah. She did it. She cashed out.
Honestly, it's really like, I mean, I did like seeing people who were memes like a long time ago who basically got nothing for being a meme, like actually making some money off of it for once.
Yeah. Didn't
so that was good to see.
The girlfriend or whatever, the crazy girlfriend meme, she like never made any money.
Yeah. She might have sold an NFT of that, honestly.
Maybe.
I could see that. I feel like that might have happened.
She still embraces that, by the way, that whole like persona of being that person. It's pretty weird.
But she's like married now, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just all a facade.
Yeah. It's just fun.
But yeah, so Allison, known NFT artist. So this is where she got her start on this photo shoot. Yeah, just a lot of good jobs from people.
I thought so too. I thought it was better than I expected people to do.
Yeah.
I did think London styling of Allison was hilarious in the way that
so
it was exactly what London would wear.
It was exactly what London would wear. Mm-hmm. And I love that they showed a picture of the outfit next to a very similar outfit, I think, that she wore in panel.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, that is her style. Yep. And I didn't like it.
No, nope, it does not look good. Yeah.
Like the outfit. It's a little messy.
It was like 80s like Pilates or like 80s like.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
From the face. It was the headband that made
right,
it. Like,
right. Exactly. And the, wasn't she wearing like wristlets too or something? I don't know.
Yeah. Very punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very rocker. Chic, rocker. She said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I will say the photo she picked was
gorgeous.
Great. I really did. I was like, it almost makes up for this ugly outfit.
Allison did a fantastic job. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it does help when the model is working it, mm-hmm. as they say. Mm-hmm. I really liked Allison's styling of Amina. I thought Amina's hair was just awesome.
Yeah, I did too.
It was like kind of teased up and it just looked really cool. Tiana did a really good job.
Yeah, I liked how Jay doubted. He was like, but
I know, he's
did
so
Tiana,
judgy.
Did Tiana actually pick out that the stylist was like, yeah, actually.
Yeah, she did.
She did. He was like, oh, yeah, okay. So she rude. Did do a good job, kind of.
I did wonder if Tiana did take inspiration, which I think is totally valid, from Celia's own style. Like, I feel like the way she dressed Celia was something Celia would wear.
You know? I agree. It was but
very,
I think that's
very
just like,
Celia.
Yeah, that's like a good thing to do, though, as a stylist. Like,
yeah, it's smart. Yeah, and she did it herself. So, like, you know, she definitely was the one who gets the credit for it.
Of course.
But
it
did look a lot like Celia's.
It's
like,
Celia's style. Yeah.
Style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also loved her, like, description of what she wanted it to be, just walking outside of your project house on a sunny day. I was like, that's nice. She was really on one this episode.
And
who else?
The photo she picked, though. They did not like it. They
didn't like it, but I actually thought that she picked the right photo, in my personal opinion, because I thought it fit the South Pole brand, which is the brand that they were representing a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And the one that the like Anne Choquette and Jay wanted, I thought was a little too high fashion, avant-garde looking. Yes. It's like, this is a kind of couture-y. This is a junior's line. Yeah. First of all,
they're gonna be like, I don't stand like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a junior's line for an accessible clothing brand, right, that like you or I could buy, you know, right. If I isn't was flipping through 17 magazine, I could buy this.
Is it an Old Navy brand?
It's not that expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I've seen South Pole before and I'm just like, where did I see it? But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it in 17 magazine.
Yeah.
A lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always just assumed it was kind of like, Old Navy, right, like in terms of like price. Mm-hmm. Range, but maybe it's not. Maybe I am wrong. But I assumed it was for
I thought it was something. Yeah, I just remember seeing something it in that stores. I could buy. Yeah, you know? Yeah. I just remember seeing it in stores. I could myself, afford. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a Aeropostale level, right. Pricing. Right.
Same.
I think it was. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought she picked one that was more the brand. So mm-hmm. I gave her props for that. Yes. And I thought Celia did a good job with Faux.
Yeah.
I thought Faux's outfit was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And the faux hawk was a good idea.
Thought that was funny.
For the hairstyling. Yeah. And this was really, I think, Celia's challenge to lose. She is kind of a stylist at heart.
Right.
And I think she was really close to winning it, but she did crop out the
stupid. Feet, yeah. That's my photo. It's like she just did not stop and look at it enough. She just looked at Faux's face and was like, love that one.
It was a good photo. It was a good photo.
Yeah, but
with like the touching of the collar.
She was accentuating the garment. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. She was just cut off and then there was space above her head. It was like, not the photo probably.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like you would just, though, after you pick the photo, you would crop it
in a way that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it would be fine because you couldn't see Allison's feet in her photo or like mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you couldn't see everyone's feet in their pictures.
Yeah,
so fair. Just crop it a little bit and then you can use it. Right. I don't know.
I would think.
But so, yeah, I don't know. She could have won for me, but Tiana does. But we should mention the whole London thing because that is a plot point here. London is having trouble fitting in to the clothes.
Or she just doesn't. I don't even know if it's like that she's having trouble fitting into them. It's just that she says she feels so uncomfortable in them. But
yeah,
I assume that like the sizes are all, you know, meant for what size they were when they got there. Yeah. I just felt so bad when Faux was like, you don't like it? And she was like, oh God. And she was like, you don't feel comfortable in it? She was like, no, I feel fat as freak. And I was like, fat as freak. But yeah.
I was like, this is so of the time
Christian,
saying that. Mm-hmm. And Christian. I thought that it was more like they didn't have the clothes for her because mm-hmm. maybe Faux just did a terrible job styling her, but the outfit was not it.
Faux did hint like she didn't know what she was going to do with London because her body type is not like the other models, like it's not skinny, so maybe that was the issue, that none of them were a size that she could fit into.
Yeah, the outfit didn't help things.
Oh my God, I agreed completely with the this looks like a Gap Christmas ad. I was like,
100% it did.
Catalog.
Yeah, it definitely did. It also looked very like 1960s housewife to me, and that was very odd.
Yeah.
I don't think the red lip helped.
No.
With it. It was just
red
all
and
around
black
not
is
good.
So cheesy if you don't do it perfectly, I feel like.
Yes, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not good. Yeah, and then Amina has some trouble with time management and she gets some dings for that. I was like, oh, she can't help it if it's like the hair and makeup is taking a long time, but then they said that she was like looking for the clothes before she like told them how to do the hair and makeup. So that I do agree is bad time management.
Right, like there's so many things you can do while the hair and makeup is happening. Like
She should have like told them the hair and makeup and then looked for outfits, which maybe she didn't feel like that was her process.
Maybe she thought she needed to find the outfit first and then figure out what look went with it.
Base everything there. Yeah.
But it's like, but that's not how it works usually.
No. Yeah. Everyone else did it and they all did a good job.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tiana wins. Mm-hmm. She gets to be in a 17 magazine shoot. Mm-hmm. She does not choose Faux. Instead, she chooses Celia because Celia was her model.
I agree with that. Which, I thought that was a nice thing to do.
I agree. And also, she got to pick her bestest friend, who was Amina. So I think that helped her make the decision.
Faux was offended, though.
Faux is offended. And I think it's just like setting it up for next week because I think Faux gets a little spicy with the other models.
Love spicy Faux.
But I thought it was fair. And I thought at the shoot, everyone did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
With the shoot. But I thought Tiana just like shone mm-hmm. and like surpassed everyone. She just looked so perfectly 17 magazine. Mm-hmm. I was just like, Tiana's just so good. She's such a good model.
She
can do commercial and high fashion.
Yes.
And she's like equally great at both. And I love
it. She has a very sincere look about her face. Like something about it's just like always shines mm-hmm. through, like that's exactly what she's feeling. I love it.
Yeah, you look at her face, I think you're like, oh, she's like a high fashion alien. But then when she gets on a commercial set, she just has such a bright smile.
Yes,
that
her smile is beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, great, great smile. So I'm just like, wow, you can do it all.
Yeah.
She's so talented.
Electricity.
So yeah, I really liked seeing that. She did a good job. Mm-hmm. And I thought Celia and Amina did good, although I was like, Celia 17 magazine, it does not make sense to me.
No.
But mostly because of, like, and it's the hair. It's not her fault all the way.
Not all the way, yeah.
I mean, it's not her fault at all.
That's the way she looks. Nope, yep.
But yeah, I don't think she even is, like, looks old so much as it's the hair that ages her.
I resent the hair at this point.
Yeah, I know. It just is in her way all the time. She's doing such a good job with her poses, I feel like. And it's just like she can't get over the hair.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the photo shoot.
I liked the Tyra mail for the photo shoot.
What did it say? It's like
you
R&B.
Guys haven't had a lot of R&R. Maybe you need some R&B. That would have been so, that would have pissed me off so much because I would have been like, oh, yeah. We're going to get R&R. No. Nope.
No. Yeah. It's not a Sleeping Beauty shoot.
Although they did
kind of get a little R&R. They didn't have to wake up super early because the hair and makeup came to them.
That's true. And they like
so that was part
posed
of
on the floor. So, you know, they didn't have to like stand up.
Yeah. Do too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
The shoot looks so easy.
Yeah. That looked so, yeah, simple.
Sierra comes in. She seems sweet. This seems like a hard job for Sierra. I bet she posed for a long time.
She could do every shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. Every shoot. She probably like, there wasn't much for her to do. She just had to like pretend she was singing, but that's a lot doing that over and over again. That seems really boring and tiresome.
I don't know why if they're just doing like a photo shoot with Sierra, I guess maybe Sierra is just a model. I don't know too, but I don't know why you wouldn't just like,
so.
Well, yeah. So why wouldn't you just have her music playing? She can actually sing. Models can get into it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it depends on the set you're on, but I think that would have been fun.
Yeah. You think they would want to promote her album?
Yeah. More,
which is why she was doing this shoot in the first place.
Fantasy something.
Was that what it was called?
Fantasy something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they didn't really, other than saying the name, they didn't. Really
she said the name once. Well, she mentioned it. She was like, yeah, I have a new album, Fantasy something. And yeah. They were like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this is the whole reason she was on the show.
Yeah.
To like promote her album.
Yeah.
They booked her for this, which is just like a weird thing to do on like a promotional tour. But, and I also thought that this like shoot is kind of boring, and I think it's because they didn't want to like have Sierra do too much and like waste her time like setting like going to different like sets and changing outfits and things, and so they just decided on this one thing where she could be in the same outfit at the same time, be in the same place each time, and I'm just like, oh, the results are just like, I mean, you know, there was some variety, but it was mostly just same old, which I wasn't too
I like a lot of these photos, but yeah, it definitely
like
is. It's definitely a kind of a flat line through all the photo shoots.
Yeah. It's kind of repetitive. Mm-hmm. But they did work it in other ways. But like the real thing about this photo shoot is that London feels very uncomfortable mm-hmm. in the bikini like outfit yeah. they put her in. It was like, oh, great. This is like ironic. I do think that they like planned these shoots like far enough ahead that it was not targeted.
Yeah, no.
But I can't help but feel for her. It's
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. She looks sucks. Great. It's just like her confidence is down.
She just knows she's bigger than she was when she got there. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And
exactly.
Like we said before, like they size you when you get there. So like everything's meant for how big you were when you arrived. So you're always, if you gain any weight, you're going to feel so fat anytime you get like put into clothes.
They're like, here's really tiny clothing for you to squeeze into.
Yeah.
And
it's so much worse when clothes don't fit because you look worse. You know what I mean? Like you.
True. Yeah.
You, it's less flattering. Like you just, because things stick out, sucks. So I can understand why she did not feel confident.
Well, and then the way Jay reacted,
Oh my God.
Hated this
yeah
so much. I thought the way he addresses was incredibly harmful.
It was insane,
and it made me feel bad about myself, and I was just like, this is shit. It was just like this. If
it was triggering,
I couldn't imagine watching this if I had like an eating disorder or something. I would probably like relapse or something. It was bad.
I'm
like,
sure a lot of people didn't realize they had eating disorders watching this. You know what I mean? Like, because at the time it just wasn't that normalized to like be sensitive about stuff like that, or like understand that like there's something very deeply, if you are like gaining weight rapidly like that under stress, like that's a deep issue for them to like delve into, not for you to comment on and like microaggressively. Like, that's what I hated about it. It was so, like, I just noticed. It was like a mom. It was terrible. Mm. I hated it. It was like a disappointed mother that's evil.
So what I really didn't like about it is how he was implying that she was really unhealthy.
Oh, yeah.
And also simultaneously saying, you are not big enough to be plus size. So I'm like, Jay, do you hear yourself right now? You're basically calling her unhealthy and also admitting that your skin, that she is skinny, just not model skinny. So like, she's
the complex.
Maybe if she was model skinny, that's unhealthy, Jay. Like, how do you know that she's being unhealthy right now?
I just,
like,
yeah,
just
the way
she gains
said,
weight does not mean she's unhealthy.
The way he said, as a model, you're supposed to treat your body like a temple. And I was just like,
it's like, do you know what she's eating? You have no clue what she's eating.
Yeah.
She could have been starving herself before, and that's why she was 15 pounds lighter. Exactly. That's what I had a fucking problem with.
Absolutely.
I thought it was incredibly dangerous the way he was talking about this.
It
probably didn't know it at the time.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
But
yeah.
It definitely was.
Oh, absolutely.
So I hated seeing it.
It was terrible. It was terrible. Yeah. I'm glad that there's more awareness around stuff like that now. I don't think you can get away with saying something like that.
I don't think so. I mean, they edited out Ashley, whatever her name was, like on cycle 24 when she like commented one of the bodies of one of the models. Yeah, they just like edited out completely from the show. I don't think that like even if he said something like this, they wouldn't even put it in the show.
You
probably,
wouldn't know.
They would know that it would not be seen well.
It's just so it just like it really did strike me as like a toxic family member being like, I'm worried about you. Like I'm in trouble for this by someone else, and I know it's an issue. Like, it just oh God, you're right. Sucked to watch.
It also made me really thankful that like nowadays, if London gained this little amount of weight that she gained, she could still be a model. Like, it would not be limiting because. Yeah. I mean, it would definitely like change like maybe the camp people she was modeling for and things like that.
Yeah.
But most brands are now like having models who are like these in between quote sizes who lie outside of like the either really, really thin or this like thin plus sized look. It's just like, oh yeah, if this happened to London now, they'd be like, there wouldn't be anything to say, because it's like, oh yeah, you're still like viable as a model, even gaining this little bit of weight, because we don't have this super narrow definition of like what can be a model and what can't be. So
body positivity is so wonderful.
It is. Like, I know that people sometimes like get like, they're like, oh, it's only for like, it's like this commercialized body positivity, and I think that's like true in some sense, but also it's like, well, it's
just what happens. It's like, what happens with any kind of movement or like advocation of anything. There's always going to be some stupid like capitalizing on that, you know?
I'm just like, thank God we have like,
I'm okay with it this time.
Changed. We've gotten a little bit better since then, because this was really, I thought, really terrible. It made me just like so sad for London, because again, we know she has, or like I saw on Reddit, people were talking about like her eating disorder past, and it's like, so she, maybe when she was skinny, she wasn't healthy at all. Maybe she was like really unhealthy when you saw her at casting. She might be healthier on the show than she was even like a few weeks ago.
Or so, and I mean, you can gain weight quickly if you like binge eat and you're very stressed and you're not drinking a ton of water, you know? Like, you'll just retain everything you consume. So, I mean, like, even that though, like, any, there, we've said it before, eating disorders can go both ways. Like, they usually do go both ways. But yeah, it sucks, man. I just feel for her this episode.
He was just assuming things.
Yeah, it was just so shitty.
Ugh. Basically. Yeah. I also hated the way he called it unprofessional. I thought that was really harsh.
That's an obscene amount of weight gain. That's unprofessional. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, oh, I hated the assistant person who was like, she's gotten very big. I was like, she is not very big.
Is that what she said? I did not hear
her. Yeah. I was like, she's not even big. She's not even big. That's insane. She's skinny. She's just not as skinny as she was before. It's crazy. Ugh. Yeah. I hated this so many ways. I feel like this is maybe the worst it has ever been handled on the show. I was like, leave it up to a man.
Jay really showed the gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was gross.
I just like, we've had like Janice before like talk about it pretty terribly, but she was also, I think, more, she was never again commenting on health. She was always just like, I just like the way this
she
looks.
She doesn't care if you're healthy.
It was all about aesthetics for her. Jay equated it to health. And then I feel like Tyra
has
addressed it.
That's what's harmful about it,
Yeah, I feel like Tyra's addressed it in a little bit more of a nuanced way. The way that it was handled with Kenya, I don't remember it being great, but I feel like when Tyra addressed it was a little more.
It came from a place of, I have to deal with this problem too. Like, or just like, it came from this like place of, I empathize, but also here's how you fix it, which is, I guess, less bad, but also.
Yeah, I'd like to go back and see exactly what she said, but I don't feel like I remember having this like,
no,
visceral of a reaction to what she said.
This one hurt to watch so much for me, because it really reminded me of like conversations with parents where they get disappointed and they're just like, and like that to me as a child was taught, if you are gaining weight and stuff, it means you're being bad to your body, like, or if like you don't look the way other people look, or like you're not happy with your body, it's because you're being unhealthy. It's not just because of internalized fat shaming or anything like that. It's I don't know. So I that's what was gross to me about it, was just like, it reminded me of being a kid and like learning all these things that suck. You just carry it with you. And she just carried that with her, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. I can't imagine what she went through before and after this. All right. Let's go to panel. A male model comes out. Tyra does like a whole thing on Brazil nuts and
nuts. Do you think that she understood everything he was saying, actually? Do you think she can understand that much Portuguese?
No. I 100% do not think she. I think she just memorized her lines and that was it. But yeah, Tyra doesn't strike me as a polyglot, but you know, I could be wrong.
No, she does try to be though. I like it when she pretends to speak French.
That's true. But she actually spent a lot of time in France.
Yes.
As opposed to Brazil. I don't think she spent much of any time there.
Okay. That's a good point. She spent a lot of time in France and she still pretends to speak French. She can't actually like speak French.
Yeah. She likes to put on a French accent yes. and kind of like mumble her way through some mm-hmm. phrases. Yeah. All right. Well, they're going to Brazil. Everyone's excited. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at photos.
Let's do it.
All right, Natalie is first.
Bam.
Yeah.
I love this picture.
You love it?
I like your face a lot. So the body, yeah. I'm looking at it closer, and it's a little off. I like her face a lot.
Yeah, the face is okay to me. It's pretty good. I liked her face, too, when I first mm-hmm. saw it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just really didn't like her pose.
The pose is very weird.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah, really weird. I don't really know. It's
the hand,
just not
the arm, I guess. That left arm that's just like straight yeah. and then so straight that the elbow's bent in. Mm-hmm. And then the hand's all crooked. And it kind of looks like she's sticking out her torso but pulling back her butt.
Yeah, that's the part where I was like, it's
really
not
weird, yeah.
Yeah, just like, I don't know what she's doing with that. But, and also, I think it could have looked, I feel like she should have just elongated herself and then it
yes,
would have been better.
Yeah.
And if she did that, it would have been good.
When I'm looking at this picture, if I scroll up on my laptop and I just scroll right below her bosom, it looks fantastic. But everything below there doesn't connect with the rest
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's Ella. So I said Allison because I'm looking at her head. Oh. that's Natalie.
Yeah.
Amina is next.
So sad. It's just not. It's just like nothing to me.
I thought the pose. I like the pose actually. Like I know they were like, oh, you just look.
I thought it was
like,
all. Yeah, they were. They were like saying her pose sucked, but I was like, I really think it's the lack of anything happening on her face. Like to me, it's just the dead eyes.
Yeah, although her face is not good, I think, for the shoot, I think it looks very beautiful here, though.
I think that's her whole issue. It's like she has mm-hmm. this gorgeous, beautiful face, and it's very photogenic. It looks great in every photo, but it just doesn't fit what she needs to be doing, at mm-hmm. least in this scene.
She, to me, also looks like a singer, like a really mm-hmm. like beautiful, old-timey singer.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's like some kind of, a Sierra type, but
yes.
just mm-hmm. from like the 50s instead of modern times.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get why they don't like it. I actually just thought it wasn't as bad as they were saying, but
it's not as bad as what they were saying. Yeah.
All right. Celia is next. I really like Celia in this.
It's a very good photo.
Yeah.
I think
they were spot
hands.
On.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing that they said with like the how it looks like you're also trying to be like famous here.
Exactly. Like you're glomming on. Like, oh, I'm her number one fan. Like,
yes. Yeah. I thought that was perfect. Like, that's exactly what I thought when I first saw it, too. She's mm-hmm. even like holding out her hand like there might be a microphone in it.
I do think what gets Celia's, like, what makes her stand apart despite her maybe not looking as young as everyone else is she's like a really smart model. Like, I don't know. You mm-hmm. can tell she's like using her brain to really yeah. engage. And like, she has a goal in mind, mm-hmm. which is neat. You know, gotta have a vision.
She got the compliment from Sierra when Sierra was looking through her photos. She was like, oh, wow, this girl's really got something.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was like, well, that would make you feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Probably.
But she's definitely one of the few that it's like face H2T. This is a great photo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's maybe her best photo so far.
Yeah,
I had to say. Alrighty. Next is Tiana.
I'm just gonna clean up these cords here for you. Oh, camera. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
The tits are out. She's like, they said it. I was like, yep.
Yeah. What'd she say? They made a. Made a peek
an appearance.
An appearance.
I think maybe she had a nip slip or something during the shoot.
They said
I don't
hi.
Remember that
That's what she said.
But
they said hi. Yeah.
Or no, maybe she was just saying that they were just pushed up
right,
a lot.
Right.
But I think that's the defining feature of this photo. But
a little bit of booty.
Her face is also pretty fierce in this as well.
It is. It's fierce. And for someone with such a wind tunnel face, I feel like she just controls it so well. Like, mm-hmm. she can just soften it so well and knows her angles. Because, like, if she was straight on, it'd be a lot more intense. But this yeah. is a little more gentle. Just like mm-hmm. a doting fan, you know?
While this is good, it wasn't, like, super standout to me.
Really?
Unfortunately.
I think she and Celia had really good photos. Because I think they both used their face and their body. And I think that was mm-hmm. the money of these shots. Like, that they yeah. connected everything and it all looked very fluid. And I think Tiana probably stood out because of the film she had. Like, Tyra spoke so highly of, like, every shot just being really engaging. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what made her stand out more than anything.
Yeah. All right. Next is poor London.
Poor sweet London.
So London, I feel like this episode put up kind of a shield or a wall.
There was armor. Yeah.
Yeah. In, like, the posing and in the way she was just, like, at panel, she mm-hmm. was just very stoic and was yeah. not, like, trying. I feel like she didn't want to show emotion, because if she did, she was gonna, like, break down, because
oh, yeah. oh,
she
yeah.
obviously was clearly upset, but she didn't want the judges to see her that upset,
right?
Or anyone set to see her upset. So she was
professional, but she was actually professional despite Jay's comments.
Yeah, but, true. Yeah.
She was extremely professional and she did not break down. I would have broken down or started crying, bawling, screaming. Not really. Yeah, but
the fact that she didn't even really cry when she got eliminated is pretty impressive.
I was amazed with her resilience throughout this whole episode. I was like, oh god, stronger than I.
Yeah, but unfortunately this very, like, wooden warrior mm-hmm. look did not translate well.
Does not make sense photo shoot. In this photo. Yeah. And the straight on yeah. is so straight on, like, and she's kind of tilting up, so it's not the best angle. But
yeah,
I kind of like her body in it, though. Like, weirdly enough, I think her body looks good.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with her body at all. She looks great.
I just think, you're right. Her face is just so, like, it is like there's a shield. Just,
no, it could emotion. Be. It would be a great photo if she was supposed to be Joan of Arc, is what I thought.
Yeah, that's a great
but
point.
It's not so great as what she was supposed to be, which was, like, a rabid fan.
Right.
And I also don't like how one hand is almost, like, extended forward, like she's Uncle Sam.
Oh, yeah. To me, now that I'm looking at this harder, she kind of looks like Sierra's bodyguard, but, like, disguised as a fan. So it's like, yeah, I'm just a really big fan. Just a really big fan. Yeah. Yep. Try and touch her. Just try.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. She looks like she's supposed to be security.
She means business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Faux is next.
She looks like a fairy.
She really does. Look like
it's like
fairy.
Stage fairy.
Oh, they I said she looked long hair. I was like, I think she looks short.
Yeah,
but
I don't think she looks long.
I think she's pretty.
Yeah, but she's adorable.
Her face is great. I like her face a lot.
Her face is one of the best, I think. It's gorgeous. She looks so good with that makeup.
Yeah, this should have been, like, in the shoot for the star sign shoot in cycle 4.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like this would have felt really at home in there.
This
she could
have been the
been
Scorpio,
the archer, or whatever. Ooh. Or yeah.
Ooh, yeah. You throw a bow and arrow in there. She's already doing it.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty. I like it. It's not, like, one of the best photos of the week, but it's a good photo.
Oh, I really I think it's in my top. I don't know what number, but yeah, it's definitely one of the better ones for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, Allison.
That face will stone you.
This is. I thought Celia and Allison they were my top this episode.
And the only thing about Allison's that I didn't like was the body. I just think it looks so weak. Like, I think that her face looks like. I think her face just looks so intense and, like, strong and powerful. And there's just this, like, maybe it is just, like, a muscle thing. Like, she just doesn't have a lot of muscle, so that's what I'm thinking. But it just looks like.
I was happy she was doing the thing I wanted Natalie to do, which is just, like, stand up really straight and elongate your body.
Yeah, that's, like, the thing is, I don't think it's a bad pose. I just think it's not strong enough.
Yeah. Well, I do like the whole, she looks like she's, like, a dominatrix with her hands.
Ooh.
Like, there's a lot of power in her hands.
She does look like a dominatrix. Yeah.
She's really, like, holding that microphone, like, wire really taut. So I liked the tension in there. And, yeah, she's just, like, a great great face.
One of her best faces, I think, in this cycle.
How is she even like giving herself cheekbones like that? Because she does not even look like that in real life. You know what I mean?
It's wild, yeah.
Like, she gave herself bone structure that doesn't even exist. Like, yeah. It's, I love it.
Yeah, she worked the angles for sure on her face, and it worked.
Yeah, but they were like, oh, we had to make you super mad to get this from you.
Oh, yeah, and then she said it was her favorite photo shoot ever in front of Nigel. How sad.
Oh, yeah. I was like, shut up, Nigel, you baby.
You big like, baby. You need to learn how to talk when there's two photographers in the room. You need to learn how to chill, you know? Like,
yeah, you need to learn how to be a better photographer, Nigel.
Be humble. Oh, my God. Like, I can't imagine. Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah, no, I thought that. And I was like, she's not even saying... Not she, like the photos are better or anything.
She said it was my favorite because I got angry. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, sad. It had nothing to do with you, Nigel. Nothing to do with you. Oh, my God.
Not everything's about you, Nigel. Yeah.
There's a lot more to a shoot than the photographer. There's the creative direction and all that jazz.
And that stuff. Sierra. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were being... Yeah, what if Sierra was the reason why it was the best shoot?
Big old
shoot?
Bald baby. Yeah.
She did not say, this was the best photographer I think I've been shot by ever.
Just like, that it was her favorite say shoot. That. And she went, in terms of just learning about myself, and it's like...
And they were like, you're digging a hole. It's like, she's not even... She's actually just explaining herself.
Yeah, and you're not listening because you've already...
And your ego is too hurt.
Hate people like that. Oh, hurts.
I guess you get at a certain point in your career, you're, I guess, an asshole. I don't know.
I feel like you do. Yeah. And like, I worked with so many assholes at one point that I stopped explaining myself ever. I never explain myself anymore. It's a problem.
Yeah. Now I just do whatever
now
I want.
I just
people
do
like,
it.
The fuck?
Yeah. And they're just wondering over in a corner, what is she doing?
And I'm just like, came in here.
Don't worry about it.
Did some stuff, walked away. I have no clue what's going on.
That is actually, that's so accurate.
Well, I like this photo.
Mm-hmm. It's a goodie.
I don't like Nigel. It's a goodie. Okay. We don't like Nigel. I think that's it. Yeah. Those are all the photos.
That's them. So your fave
bottom
is Celia.
Two? Yeah. Well, yes. Okay. Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's Celia, Allison, and then I guess Tiana.
Yeah.
Would be third.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would put Tiana third.
Okay. I think, and then I would go, I think Celia's is the best. And then Tiana for me. And then probably Faux for me. And then Allison. I really like Faux's. She just looks so like a little pixie.
Mm-hmm. She does. Okay. So first call out was Tiana. Oh, cool. And then bottom two is Amina in London. Mm-hmm. It was weird to me that Tyra did not mention anything about her weight in her speech, but I feel like the reason she was eliminated was because of her weight.
Yeah, it seemed
and they
like
just didn't say anything,
which seems even more like harmful. You know, just like I'm so confused. It's just like, so you're saying the thing that I could say, okay, this is the reason I can process that and like put it on something. No, wait, you're saying that I'm just bad at this, like in general. Like that to me would have just sucked even more. Like, god damn, like what is it? But
yeah,
she took it really well.
I think that maybe it was just like, I'm gonna let Jay be the bad guy.
Sure.
For once. Is maybe what Tyra was thinking. Maybe, so she just let all that happen and they said goodbye, London. You can't come with us on the plane to Brazil.
I hate it when they dangle it like that in the beginning. They're like, you're all going out of the country. And they're all like, one of us isn't.
Well, you know, maybe it's kind of worth it. Then they don't have to go on a super long plane ride and have to go back the next
day. Yeah, maybe they're relieved, you know.
Or whatever they do to them. I think they hold them hostage in a foreign hotel. But yeah. So we knew London was going. Mm-hmm. London is gone. She has a very hopeful speech about how modeling is her favoriteest thing ever. And this is not the last you see of her. Nope. And that is the thing that people usually say when we don't see them again.
Yep.
So
it does happen a lot.
In this case, that's pretty true. She's pretty low key now. Yeah. I think she's a photographer.
Nice.
and lives in Texas, but hasn't posted on Instagram in a while. So I'm actually not sure if she's still a photographer, but mm-hmm. she was a photographer in Texas. Nice. But her name isn't even London on Instagram. It's Lauren.
Huh. Interesting.
I think that was her real name.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, is it just
I don't think she was ever
London
really
for the reality TV show. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but she, she was also, according to Antium Wiki, in the October 2009 issue of Playboy. However, she stated on Twitter that the photographer sold the photos to Playboy without her permission.
Holy fuck. That sucks. Yeah. What the fuck, man?
I mean, it's kind of weird because it's like, okay, it's just the photos were the photos and you agreed to take the photos.
It's annoying because Playboy photos are like a piece of property. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like... the photos didn't change just because they were in Playboy,
right?
But maybe you just don't want to be associated with that brand name, so that
I
could see being upset about it, but also it's kind of this weird thing where it's like you did take the photos,
yeah.
So I don't know even what the photos were, but like
but I
you
don't
didn't
know.
Have an issue with the photos, it
right?
Was the
right?
Fact that they're attached to Playboy,
that they were used in a used as you didn't sign off on them or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
but
we also don't know all the details.
Right. We don't know how official this was. Yeah.
True. Like, maybe she didn't feel comfortable taking these photos. I don't even know what the photos are, to be honest.
We don't know these photos.
I've not seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what they look like.
Nope,
so,
but they're there. Yeah.
Yeah, they're there, but... yeah, don't look them up, I guess. Or
don't
do you?
Look,
I don't know.
Don't go look
is
them up.
Is it bad
yeah,
or good?
I have no
I
idea.
Know.
Say London...
I don't know what they're like.
London Playboy photo, but not in Playboy. Type that into Google and then you'll get the good one. I don't know.
Or, yeah, just look at photos of her that aren't from the Playboy. Well, next week we have Brazil, we have ghosties, we have arguments, and we have guests. We have two guests coming on the show, so join us. They are from Why the Flick Pod, which I guessed it on before if you listen to that episode. So Claire and Elizabeth will be joining us.
Hell yeah.
So come back for that. I don't think Elizabeth watches Top Model, but Claire does, so it should be this weird confluence of
that. Sounds great.
Elizabeth being totally like
put
what
off
the fuck is going on,
yes.
And
that sounds great.
Claire,
I love that.
Will have the knowledge that we have, so fantastic. she's a listener of the pod, so
fantastic.
She's a fan of Top Model. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone, join us then, but goodbye for now. Bye
bye.